Beasley celebrity news. Choo choo. What you got going on?
Well, Malik Beasley fouled with Larsa Pippen and is trying to score with his wife. We will dish on that.
Also, Blake Shelton is pretty classless, and we'll explain why.
And Ray J had to hit it again, but we're not talking about Kim Kardashian. We'll get into that later.
Heidi and Frank will join us in a little bit, but first up, Sherry, I hear you got some tea going to spill it, sis.
Let me tell y'all, family, Ben Affleck is doing whatever he needs to do to get right for Jennifer Lopez. We all know that Ben Affleck is a man who loves his sweets, but J-Lo got that ass back in the gym, baby.
These two were spotted out.
I know you do, Portia, because they were spotted out in Miami Beach getting their cardio on at the gym. And although Bennifer exercised with different trainers, sources are saying the two walked out of the gym hot and sweaty and looking very affectionate and very much in love. Benny from the block has been spotted wearing the silver watch J-Lo gave him back in 2002 that he wore in the Jenny from the Block music video.
Wow. Me too, Portia. I love it.
It's 2002 all over again.
Guys, him wearing the watch is basically like an engagement ring, okay? When J-Lo gets with a man, she likes to make a man look like he belonged to somebody. And specifically, you belong to J-Lo. She fixes them up.
Hello.
Them nice. They swag be on 1,000.
Yes.
Yes.
But y'all are making me so sick with Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Jennifer Lopez needs to go have a damn irrigation.
What?
She left one man to the next man.
Irrigation.
But it's okay when she does it.
An irrigation?
That's the right word.
You mean she needs to be like a sprinkler system? Like, what are you talking about? Irrigation.
Okay, everybody. On this episode, as the dish turns, we got some messy makeup to break up, Lord. Instagram shade throwing NBA player Malik Beasley finally got his head back in the game and went home to his wife, Montana Yao, and their child.
Aww.
Now, remember, he frolicked around a little bit with Larsa Pippen for the last couple of months while still legally married. Well, y'all, he issued a long overdue public apology to Montana for the disrespect and embarrassment. Chewy, can you just read a little bit of this?
Yes, I got you, Brat. My head wasn't where it was supposed to be. I was looking for more when it was right there the whole time. At the end of the day, I'm a lover boy, and I miss holding y'all and loving y'all. I love you, Mushi. I love you, Kai Kai.
Well, y'all, Montana publicly accepted Malik's apology and considered it a step towards healing and said, Portia, please do the honors.
All right, this is what the wife had to say. You wouldn't know girl code if it slapped you in the face. You just old, desperate, thirsty ass ran through blow-up doll. You need clout that bad at your age? Like, I'll be damned if I'm walking around behaving like that in 23 years.
But then Larsa led it to Montana and posted, Sherry.
You know, when I thought about him and how he treated your child, he's not the type of man that I want around mine. Number two, he cried entirely too much. Number three, he's cheap. But then again, you never saw any alimony, so you already know that, right?
Lord have mercy.
And that is all I have for this dish episode of As Dish Turns. Woo! If you were Montana, would you take Malik back?
Yes,
take that damn man back. She's supposed to take him back. But after she take him back, throw his ass back in the streets. Because when he had the audacity to say his head was in the wrong place, it was in Larsa, not in her. So that's a dirty hold-on thing right there.
Yeah,
right.
All right, y'all. Well, celebrity wedding season, and Blake Shelton has all the feels as he's preparing to marry his Voice co-star Gwen Stefani. Oh. But Blake revealed that he's decided not to participate in much of the planning because of his classless, finger-licking good taste buds. Now, here's what he had to say. If I was picking our meal, it would just be literally everything be just fried, french fries, chicken tenders, you know, all that stuff. I think she knows that it would be a pretty classless wedding if I was in control.
Portia, women usually do most of the doggone wedding planning. Now, we have a dish engagement here. Now, Portia, who's planning the meal for your extravagant African reception.
You know what? I think Simon done pulled a page out of Blake's book because he did say, oh, babe, it's okay. Just do whatever you want. It's your day. Mm. I want you to experience it all. So, yeah, I think he kind of put it all on me, too. I think I'm feeling Gwen Stefani's pain here because I'm the one that's about to be doing all the extravaganza over here. I see what y'all doing. I see it.
Will it be a themed wedding?
Well, not necessarily themed because, you know, he's African, so we're going to have a native law and custom ceremony and a regular wedding, and then we're going to have another wedding at one of, you know, the houses that are out of the country. So, yeah.
Are we invited to all three or just one?
With that body, I may need you to come slay all of them. You know what? I take
it.
Come slay it, baby. Come on, Sherry.
Now, I'm confused, Portia, because you used to tell me I couldn't come over because you ain't want the other man looking at me. So you sure Sherry going to be able to come with that body?
Wow.
He can look, but don't touch, okay?
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Looks like Ray J, my buddy Ray J, is one lucky man. Word is he was playing a penny slot called Buffalo, a machine I actually love playing in Vegas, and he won $17,000, y'all.
Oh.
And get this, y'all, he only started with $100,
that's
so
it?
He turned $100
really?
Into $17,000.
Wow.
Which does this surprise you at all? I've never won $17,000 on a slot machine. I have won $5,000 before, but does this surprise you at all, Sherry?
You know what? I have never won that much either, Chewy, and I only play $100 in Vegas. I stop after that. Mm. But you know what?
It's me too.
That, I'm telling you, I don't
really?
Even try. You're not gonna find me broken, naked, sucking my thumb on doggone Vegas Boulevard.
Just naked.
Sir.
When you guys are in the casinos, what's your game of choice? I'm a Texas Hold'em guy.
I like to pin the tail on my butt, or is the donkeys, but one of them.
Garrett, we said Vegas, not your house, not what you do at home.
Time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Frank, I hear you have some Real Housewives tea. Now, you trying to come for my Real Housewives report, child? Wait a minute now.
Thanks, Gary. Of course not. But there is another housewife making headlines.
Oh.
And this time it's not Portia or any of the ladies from Atlanta. I'm talking about Jennifer Aiden. She's part of the New Jersey bunch. And it sounds like she's aiming to be Mom of the Year because you won't believe what she bought her 16-year-old son. A stripper pole.
My son just got a stripper pole. We got a stripper pole in the basement. That's something new. He was just like, Mom, can I get a stripper pole? And I was like, you know, sometimes I just say yes. It's like I'm on autopilot.
Okay. I'm so confused. So, and no judgment here, but the son wants it for himself? Like, he wants to be a good stripper?
That's what he is telling her. But what Mom doesn't know,
Mom
don't know.
He wants it for when he has, like, friends over.
Yes,
and then he can get the 16-year-old girls to be like, I want to try it.
Yes.
Oh, hell no, you're not getting a stripper pole? Are you kidding me?
Nothing good ever happens with a stripper pole.
No.
In your house.
Right.
Well,
I've been to strip clubs with you. You seem pretty happy.
In the basement where your kids can, you know. I think you don't buy your 16-year-old daughter a stripper pole, but your son?
Frank, but she has daughters, though. She has daughters that are coming up behind the 16-year-old. I mean, she's got a little girl there. Now imagine she's like, I want to go play on the bench. But by the time she turns 16, she'll be real good at it. Do you want your little girl to be good at it?
Well, I guess it's going to become an Olympic sport someday, so you might as well go for the gold, kids. Go for the gold.
An Olympic sport?
I think so. It was considered.
All right, everybody, stay right there because we've got more Dish Nation for you to twerk to.
Right. Toss them dollars.
Oh, I'm so bad at it. I still can't do it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so Ellen DeGeneres might be ending a talk show, but one thing she is doing is going back to her old house.
Mm.
Now, check this out. Back in 2017, Ellen and her wife, Portia de Rossi, bought a ranch in Montecito called Rancho San Leandro for $7.2 million.
Oh.
Then he flipped it the next year for $11 million. Nice little come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, looks like they had seller's remorse because they just bought the home back, and this time it cost them a considerably pretty penny, $14.3 million.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Did the land come get blessed by Jesus? Why? How did the property go?
It's a seller's market.
Rich people problems.
Yeah, but the reason why the land didn't wet up because, damn it, Oprah lives next door.
Oh.
And Oprah probably told the people to go up, give them a little bit more money on the land. And that's why the land is so more expensive.
Oh, yeah, the neighborhood is lit lit.
Honestly, the house is worth more, even though they had to pay a little more. So if they sell it again, it's got equity. So they can pull the equity out and turn around and sell it. So it actually is a good deal.
Even with the possibility of Oprah coming by to borrow bread from you, yeah. It's always a win-win.
Looking in the inside of this house, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Tyler Perry live over there too.
Now, Portia, would you ever do something like this? Do you feel like it's going back to an ex?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely going back to an ex. Like, I would need to repaint. I would need to refurnish. Like, I don't know. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard before. There's so many houses.
Girl, do you know how much stuff you got to burn to bring
like,
get the ex out of
there?
You gotta, while we were gone. You got to get that new incense. You got to get sage incense. Oh, girl. All right, somebody else who's leading the glamorous life is Scott Disick. Y'all know this. Scott turns 38 tomorrow, and his birthday party was fit for Lord Disick, that is. Here's the guest list. It included Scott's ex, Kourtney Kardashian, her sisters Kim and Khloe, as well as Scott's current girlfriend, Amelia Hamlin. Now, the party featured food trucks and churros, but get this. As party favors, Scott gave out, listen to this, Portia, for your wedding reception. Party favors, Scott gave out diamond encrusted Rolexes and necklaces. Did you hear that, Portia?
Yes. Let me tell y'all, if y'all come to my wedding, guess what I'm gonna have? I'm gonna have y'all some watches, but they're gonna be from the middle of the mall. Y'all know the little stands in the middle of the mall?
Some Swatch watches?
Yeah, let me get a tennis bracelet or something. You ain't right.
Something, Portia. Chewy, I know you are not a big Kardashian fan.
Yeah,
but does this sound like your type of party? Would you go?
You know what? They kind of had me at churros. I took a look at the picture of the churros, and I can tell my people didn't make those churros.
They don't look right.
What's a churro?
It's like a cinnamon, a fried cinnamon stick. Like they did, like fry some bread.
It's like a puff pastry sugar stick that you fry, Gary. It's long and nice and sweet.
You know about that sugar stick that you fry, Gary. I do it all the time.
But not about the stewy stick. It was long, but I didn't know about the rest of it.
It's called a shiver stick.
Gary, I think we actually have found somebody who does not like the Kardashians more than you, and that is Chewy. Because how you going to say you ain't just going to pull up real quick, get you a diamond watch, good food, good music, beautiful people? What's wrong with that?
Gary would be at that party happy at the table with his legs crossed
with his new watch,
eating churros.
So would I.
All right, we all know good hair is important. So today, we have the Therapy 365 three-piece hair tool set. This deal includes one curling iron set, one wet dry straightening iron, and one dryer. So the clipless curling iron set focuses longer heat at the roots and not the tips. So it's safer for your hair, and it comes with three different barrels.
Now the wet and dry straightening iron locks in nutrients to keep your hair super hydrated.
And the infrared hair dryer speeds up drying time. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
Well, this hair tool set has been seen as high as $460. But for the Dish Nation fam, everything is just $39. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Issa Rae showed that she had time to clap back at an internet troll, and it was awesome. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Look who it is, y'all. Look who it is. It's Heidi and Frank.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
What's up, y'all?
I want to start right away with Issa Rae, because Issa Rae has just proven to us that she is not above clapping back to a troll on Twitter. It all started with a random woman criticizing Issa Rae's looks. This is what the woman tweeted. This is insane. Quote, Issa Rae is not an attractive woman to me, and that is okay. Every black person ain't attractive. Also, she will never know who I am, and even if she did, it doesn't matter because I don't want to bang her or be hired by her.
Was she wrong?
She wrong. Mm-hmm. Because Issa Rae replied by posting, this is my favorite, the woman's profile picture with the caption, okay, but we look the same. The And then Issa tweeted, not my cousins publicly disrespecting me. Man. What do you guys think? I mean, Sherry, Issa's on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. She looks great. I don't understand.
But they do look like they could be cousins. So what are you saying? That you That's ugly too?
Looks like her.
Yeah, they look related.
Every time I see a tweet, it always start out, you fat bitch. That's the way it always, and I'm like, here we go.
I got one of those yesterday. I posted a picture of me out at a restaurant with a little tequila on the rocks in my hand, and some guy goes, damn, girl, you've gotten thick. You need to lose some weight. So I decided to click on his profile picture. And what did he look like? Clooney looking guy.
There you go.
No, he didn't look like George Clooney. He was a pig. I don't like
that. Happens to me all the time. People leave comments like, you cute mother. Like, it happens to me all the time. So I totally get what you're going through, Heidi.
Well, it won't be wedding bells anytime soon for the reality star, Kristen Cavallari. Yes, during a recent podcast, she opened up about her dating life and shared her thoughts on marriage after her divorce from former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler. Mm. Take a listen.
I definitely believe in marriage. And, I think that I will eventually. But, the thought of getting married right now is, oh, my God, it makes me cringe.
You know, when I heard this, I really immediately thought of you and I, Frank. And when this radio show ends, and, you know, let's be honest, that could be any day. Now, if somebody after that said, hey, Heidi, are you thinking about maybe doing another radio show? I would go, really? The thought of that? Truly making me cringe. Yeah. I can't imagine being back into this.
Well, they just broke up in 2020, so yeah.
Yeah, I think she needs some time. I think she needs some time to go through her healing process, the mourning, the anger, the healing. And then I think she would feel a different way, because when I got my divorce from 1 and 1A, I was like, never want to be married ever again in my life.
Sherry, what if Trevor Noah said, darling, I'm in love with you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Girl, it wouldn't even have to be Trevor Noah. It could be Justin Ramirez, who fixes the pipes under my sink. I'd be like, you want to marry me? Okay. Yes. I'm ready to get married again.
You listening, men? She's available, and she's considering it. So considering please. It.
Must have plumbing experience.
Up next, find out what former baseball player slid in a married woman's DMs. Trust me, you won't be surprised. Details after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Belinda Russell, a Sydney-based TV personality, claimed that A-Rod slid into her DMs to let her know that she has a great feed after she posted a video of dancing in her work studio. All right, that sounds super creepy. Well, soon after Belinda told this info, a rep for A-Rod had to let Miss Belinda know that it was his daughters who sent her that message because they are huge fans of her and her work. Cher, you think it was A-Rod or you think it was his kids? For real, for
Chewy, yes, that was A-Rod, because teenagers, kids don't talk like that. And you got in trouble the first time with J-Lo, with that other girl you was friggin' leaving messages for.
Heidi, if A-Rod did drop into your DMs, would you be telling the world about it?
Mm. I would not. I'm a good secret keeper. I've had dalliances with celebrities that no one knows about. I don't say anything.
Heidi, this is why celebrities need to mess around with grown women, because we don't tell. We keep our mouths shut.
The only reason, Sherry, I think this woman may have come forward, because she is a married woman, so maybe she was somehow telling her husband, like, oh, my God, honey, look.
A-Rod.
I could totally have A-Rod if I wanted.
Yeah, A-Rod just...
If I was married, I would still answer them back.
Wow.
How many times A-Rod gonna text you and go, great feed? That's good.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.